something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, Educating the Human Spirit.
Hallelujah. I did mention to you about the spirituality of our ministry, why you need to grow spiritually. You see, there's no way we can overemphasize this. I may be looking at you, but your physical body is not the real you. Your physical body is your house. This is your house. Your body is your house. Your house that you live in to be able to relate with the world, the earth, and its environment. So, which means when God looks at you, He doesn't see you the way you see yourself in the mirror. That's not what He sees. The Bible calls him the father of spirits. He's not the father of our bodies. Instead, he calls that man who gave birth to you as your daddy, he calls that one the father of your flesh. So he says, we have had fathers of our flesh who corrected us, right? Then he calls God the father of spirits. So how are you going to relate with God? Since He's not the father of your flesh, He's the father of your spirit. So you relate with Him from your spirit. And it's your spirit that's born again, not your flesh. And God gave us the life of the spirit, the divine life, to live beyond our flesh. Not to be subject to our flesh. So, you see, you've got your two optical eyes in your physical head, but you also have two spiritual eyes, which are the eyes of your spirit. Your spirit has the shape of your physical body. You may not like that, but it does. It does. So, what changes it? Can there ever be a difference? Emphatically, yes. Your spirit will then begin taking the shape of what you build in your spirit. What you see in your spirit. The you that you see in your spirit. So it starts out with whatever you've been up till the time you start building your physical body, or rather your spiritual body. Your spiritual life, that's to say. For example, imagine that the man was born crippled. He'll see himself crippled. His spirit will be crippled until the word of God comes to him. And here is the science of divine healing. So, he sees himself crippled, and that's what he's known, because he's been controlled by his flesh. That's the life he's known until the ministration of the word comes to him, to give him another mirror to look at himself in the spirit. Then he starts looking at himself. If he can catch that picture, soon enough, there'll be a change. But he can catch the picture and still not change. Because catching the picture is just one side of it. And he can begin to say, you may look at me like a crippled man, but make no mistakes about it. I'm not crippled at all. And he'll be right, because he can see his spirit, that he's not crippled. So why is he still crippled? Because there are other parts to it. It's not enough to see it. There must be a strong desire to make a change. There must be the desire to become what I see. And then there are steps I must proclaim, and then I must take a hold of it. I told you once, there was a man who was crippled, and another guy came to him and ministered to him, showed the word to him, and showed him that he had been healed by Christ, and said, "See, I see you to be perfect. I see you to be walking." He says, "This is what I see you to be." And when he showed him, the man said, "Is that what you see me to be? Is that what God sees me to be?" Then he said, "Then that is the man that I shall be." He got up. There was no difficulty. For years, he had never walked. He got up. "Then that is the man that I shall be." He could have left it there, but he acted. What does the Bible tell us in Acts chapter 3? The man who couldn't walk from birth, who they laid daily at the gate of the temple called Beautiful. The Bible says Peter got him by the right hand and lifted him up. And he, leaping up, stood. Doesn't say as Peter was raising him, he started saying, "Take the second hand, please. Take the second hand. Help me, help me, help me." The Bible says he, leaping up, his faith had to be a part of it. He, leaping up, stood. So the man leaped and walked. So, starts out with your spirit having the character and appearance and shape of your outward man. And then you start changing. That's why years ago I shared with you a message. Change the inside first. You remember that? Change the inside first. If you can change the inside, nothing will stop the outward man. He'll take on the character and the personality of the inward man. So work on the inward man. If you work on the inward man, the outward man will follow. No matter how much you give the outward man, if the inward man doesn't have that money, the outward man will lose it. I don't know whether you heard what I said there. Meanwhile, when you give the inward man a seed, he sees a harvest, because he functions with the word of God. But it depends on the education of that inward man, because the inward man must be educated. This is the problem of many Christians, including leaders and pastors. They have never educated the inward man. They have never educated their human spirits. They are very smart. Even they themselves know themselves that they are very smart, you know, head smartness. But their hearts, their spirits are uneducated. They are spiritual babes. But their heads are full of ideas. They've read this book and they read the other. They've read the magazines. They've read all kinds of information. They are very smart in the head. But they are babies in the spirit. They've never been spiritually educated. They have no spiritual understanding. Did you read that in the Bible? Spiritual understanding. They don't have that. And this must be your pursuit. Otherwise, you grow old to 70 years, 80 years. And have the spiritual understanding of a 12-year-old. Don't let that happen to you. Work on educating your spirit. We say listen to messages. You play the messages, but while you are playing the audio message or the video message, you are moving around and doing all kinds of things. How can it help you? How will it work? How will it work when you have only a 5% attention? That's not going to work. I even tell people, if you're going to listen to something, throw away your chewing gum. You can watch sports with your chewing gum, but don't tell me that you're studying with your chewing gum. Your concentration is almost cut in half with the chewing gum when nobody else is disturbing you. With the chewing gum, it is cut almost in half. That's how bad that can be, that little thing. While you're chewing, you've lost concentration. You're only paying much less than you think. So when you want to do something to your spirit, you want to, you know, increase your spiritual capacity to do the things of God, and you want to educate your spirit, be like that guy who leaves other things to go to the library one or two hours, you will gain something. Concentrate. Pray. To open your spirit. Speak in tongues. Make it a personal project. Otherwise, it will not work. Even though you've been in church for a long time, you will have arguments. You will have questions. Questions that can't be answered. But if you do this thing I'm telling you, you'll be amazed at your life. You will see your own progress. The Bible tells us, not only will you see your progress, others will see your progress. Other people will see your progress. It says that thy profiting may appear to all. In fact, not just appear, it says it will spread to all. It will spread. So there's something you've got to do for yourself. Educate your spirit. Educate your spirit. There's a difference between cramming a scripture in your head and educating your spirit. You see, when I study, I don't study to preach. No, I don't do my study for the preaching. I study to educate my spirit. I study to enrich my spirit because I can only give you from the wealth of my spirit. If I don't have it inside, I'm only going to be passing information to you that may or not may help you or may not help you, but it can only, if it helps you at all, it will leave me where I am and send you forward. And that's what happens to people. Then you hear the teacher saying, you know, I've been teaching in this school for many years, but I've brought up many professors. So how? What about? I believe even if you don't become a professor, I believe that there's some... How do I explain this to you? Greatness is not in your title. Greatness is not in what men might give you. Greatness is not in men's recognition. It is the quality of your personality. Even in your words, it's the weight of your words.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Egbe, by Lagos Theatre, Sarumi Junction, Arisco, Lagos Road. Worship with us on Sundays, 8:30 a.m., Wednesdays, 6:30 p.m. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. Thank you for joining us today.